Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
It is the night of the resurrection. Let us therefore keep the feast with splendor, and let us embrace one another. Let us say, dear brother or dear sister, even to those who mistreat us, and much more so to those who have done or suffered anything out of love for us, let us forgive all trespasses against us for the sake of the resurrection. Let us give each other pardon. The great mystery of Christ has anointed me, the mystery of his cross and passion. I withdrew a little while from the mystery, as was needful to examine myself. But now I come in with another mystery, bringing with me the new day as a good defender of my cowardice and weakness, that he who has risen this night from the dead may renew me also by his Spirit, and adorning me with himself may give me also to you, you who are the new creation, begotten of God, that I may be a good model and teacher of Christ, willingly dying with him and rising with him again. Yesterday the lamb was slain and the doorposts were anointed. Egypt bewailed her firstborn, while the destroyer passed us over. For the seal is dreadful and revered, and we are surrounded by the precious blood. Thus tonight we have escaped altogether from Egypt and Pharaoh, and there is no one to hinder us from keeping the feast to the Lord our God, the feast of our Exodus. Since our Passover has been sacrificed, there is nothing to keep us from celebrating the feast of his body and blood, not with the old leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth, taking with us nothing of ungodly and Egyptian leaven. Yesterday we were crucified with him, today we are glorified with him. Yesterday we died with him, today we are quickened with him. Yesterday we were buried with him, today we rise with him from the dead. And now then, let us offer right treasures to him who suffered and rose again for us. I do not mean gold or silver, nor tapestries, nor precious and costly stones, the mere passing materials of earth which remain here below, and which for the most part are always possessed by the wicked, who are slaves of the world and of the prince of this world. But no, let us offer ourselves, the possession most precious to God and most fitting. Let us give back to the image what is made after the image. Let us recognize our dignity. Let us honor the archetype. Let us know the power of the mystery and that for which Christ died. Let us become like Christ, since Christ became like us. Let us become divine for his sake, since he became man for the sake of our salvation. He took the worst that he might give us the better. He became poor that we, through his poverty, might be rich. He took upon him the form of a servant that we might receive back our liberty. He came down that we might be exalted. He was tempted that we might conquer. He was dishonored that he might glorify us. He died in order to save us. He has ascended that he might draw us to himself, we who were lying low in our sins. Let us give all and offer all to him who gave himself as a ransom and a reconciliation for us. But one can give nothing like himself, understanding the mystery and becoming for his sake all that he has become for us. As you see, he offers you a pastor, a shepherd. For this is what your good shepherd is hoping and praying, who lays down his life for his sheep, namely that you also might be his sheep. So does he give you himself, as it were, by the mouth and hands of his servant, and he makes the shepherd's staff of this poor man a staff and stay for your soul and spirit. Thus he adds to the building of his church this living temple, and to his exceedingly beautiful and heavenly shrine he adds yet this poor and small one, which is to him of great value, built with much sweat and many labors. Would that I could say I am worthy of his labors, but even so, he places at your disposal all that belongs to him. O great generosity, O fatherly love, he gives to you both hoary head and youth, the temple of this body and the labors of heart and mind. And by the preaching of his gospel, your merciful and great high priest makes you his heir and gives to you his testament. His word is not vainly poured out into the air, reaching no further than the outward ear, but by it the Spirit writes and engraves on tablets of stone, on heart and flesh. It is not superficially written, nor easily rubbed off, but deeply etched, not with ink, but with grace. These are the gifts that are given to you by your venerable Abraham, the everlasting father, the honorable and reverend head of all the faithful, the patriarch, the resting place of all good, the standard of all virtue, the perfection of the priesthood, who has offered to the Lord his willing sacrifice, that of the only begotten Son, the one who was promised. On your side, then, offer to God your willing ears to hear and heed your pastors, dwelling in the place of lush green grass and being quenched by waters of refreshment. Know your good shepherd in his voice of the gospel, as you are known by him, and follow when he calls you as your shepherd frankly through the door into his fold. Do not follow a stranger climbing up into the fold like a robber and a traitor, nor listen to a strange voice when it would call you away by stealth and scatter you from the truth across mountains, in deserts and pitfalls, and to places where the Lord does not visit. Avoid those who would lead you away from the orthodox faith in the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the one power and Godhead, whose voice you have heard from me in my preaching by his grace, and may you always hear it. For deceitful and corrupt words would entice and force you away from the great good shepherd of us all. From all that may hurt us and deceive us, may we all be kept, both shepherds and sheep, as from a poisonous and deadly weed, guiding and being guided far away from it, that we may all be one in Christ Jesus our Lord, now and unto the heavenly rest, to whom with the Father and the Holy Spirit be all the honor and glory and power and might, forever and ever. Amen. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.